There's another word here. It comes up in verse 5. And I was interested again this time to look at this, the issue of pride, and how in times of trial, pride plays such a big part. In times of suffering, pride really plays a big part. And in verse 5, he says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to the elder. And then he says, yes, all of you be submissive one to another and be clothed with humility. You will never get through your times of suffering and trial safely unless you're clothed with humility and are submissive to one another. Do you know why? Because you cannot go through life, life's trials, that is, looking for a fight, looking to prove a point. It doesn't work. You will go astray and there will be no glory for God in this thing. You know, I think of the fellows who went into the lion's den and into the fiery furnace and how they responded to the king. They humbled themselves before the king and said, you know, you are the great king. But I know this, I'm serving God. So you have the power to put me in the fire if you want to. But I'll tell you something, I'm not going to get burned. But if I am, I'm still going to be worshiping God. So put me in. So the fire is now 7 times hotter because the king has miffed off because he is in pride. But the servant of God is in humility. Do you see the difference there? It is a very humbling thing, first of all, friends, whether you like it or not, to go through trials and temptations. It's very humbling because it's so contrary to who we know we are as the very image of God on earth as Christ is formed in us. It's so contrary to our place of leadership in the world. But I'm going to tell you here and now, if you don't choose to see it as God sees it, it's going to hurt you badly. How many people have you met who have become embittered by the stuff they've gone through or seen other people go through? There isn't a person in the house of Almighty God who hasn't met someone or isn't related to somebody who is bitter and mean-spirited and full of unbelief because their pride kicked in and they took over the situation and tried to solve it and resolve it because to them it was a strange thing and my God, this shouldn't be happening. This isn't right. Well, I want to just give you the heading of the chapter of the book right now. Says who? Bible says don't call it strange. You know what the biggest problem is? Too many of us approach life's hard times as those who've been abandoned by God.
That's right.
Cast down and forsaken, not cast down and never forsaken. Oh my God, how could you let this happen to me? Where were you when I needed you? Where is my help? Where is my grace? Where is my hope? Whatever. There's no humility in that. There's great pride. Well, I want to tell you something, sir. I want to tell you something, ma'am. As proud as you are yet to fall more.
Yeah.
You will fall even more. Because only those who humble themselves, clothe themselves, he says, with humility, and submit. So, you know, God, I could jump off the ship. I could fly out of here. I could run out of here. I could walk out of here. I could kick my way out of here. But you know, Lord, I'm going to submit to these circumstances. I want to say something to you, and I don't know how to say it. It's so important. God help me. You want to do things for God. I won't even say great things because it sounds so proud at this point. You've committed your life to God. Well, in our present society, as easy as it is, and as lusty as it is, and as soulish as it is, there's no way you can ever qualify to serve God unless he brings in some trials from left wing where you have no control over them at all. There's no way. I want to say this to you.